we're talking, the subject is right and wrong, lies and truth, truth and error. Jesus was about to be betrayed. We're studying the Gospel of Mark from Greek. We're going to read Greek, and then we're going to translate it. For you that are studying these classes in Greek, it's an extension, like an extension seminary. There are more Greek classes out here on discovertheword.com than you could ever get in a seminary. You couldn't take that many years of classes. There are probably over 2,000 classes in Greek and Hebrew on discovertheword.com. Judas Iscariot was about to betray our Savior and our Lord. Here are some of the scriptures that describe him in different places in the Bible. In John, the 12th chapter, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. In John, the 13th chapter, it says, Mary took a pound of very costly pure perfume and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. And Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, his disciples actually was an apostle, and he was also the church treasurer. So we see all of this. We realize that the church was still in existence. Apostles were placed in the church. The church was doing the baptizing. Jesus was about to be betrayed by a man that was the only disciple that was prophesied in the Old Testament, the one that would betray our Lord and Savior. And Judas said, why was this perfume not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor? And John, the 13th chapter, verses 21 through 26, when Jesus had said this, he became troubled in spirit and testified, truly I say to you that one of you will betray me. The disciples kept on looking at one another at a loss to know which one he was speaking. And there was one laying up to the table with Jesus, which was John, the apostle. And Jesus actually told him who it was going to betray him. In another verse in Matthew, it says, then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went off to the chief priests in order to betray him. Again, it says in Matthew, then when Jesus, who had betrayed him, saw that he had been condemned, he felt remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. But they said to him, so what? What is it to us? We're murderers. And see to it yourself. And he threw the pieces of silver right in the Holy of Holies in the temple itself, which was a death sentence going in there. Even Jesus never went into that place. Right and wrong. Have you ever spent time in court trying to sue for justice? Someone cheated you out of something. Someone wrecked your car. Someone pulled out in front of you. Somebody ran into you. I remember nearly 40 years ago, a drunk man that was a drug pusher, an alcoholic, had stolen a car and ran into my wife when she was getting ready to turn on the street where we lived. He jumped out and hollered his name at her and took off running. Left the car there. He had stolen the car. He had no driver's license. He was an illegal alien. And he went home and started drinking. Some people there followed him home and knew where he was. When police officers came out, they would do nothing to him. They would not even give him a citation. It cost me almost $8,000 in 1977. Almost $8,000. The car was destroyed. There was no justice in that. Spent 15 years in court trying to protect my daughter from people that have abused her. Spent over $100,000 trying to protect her. This was what we call a malpractice of justice. Police officers sometimes today will protect the wrong people. In that case of my daughter, one police officer tried to kill me to get me out of the way. A lot of people had committed crimes in this, right and wrong. It is such a terrible thing in the world that people are hooked in by false religious systems. Charles Taze Russell, the Watchtower's genius, Jehovah's Witnesses that are not Jehovah's Witnesses, they actually witness against Jehovah. We have the Mormons, we have the Catholic Church, we have Islam. People living their whole lives trying to go to heaven, they think, trying to get to paradise. Yet in the end of that all, there will be total failure, and those people that had led them astray, those people that had lied to them in false religions, in the end they will get nothing but hell. Yet they're dying, giving their lives, their monies, the time, for something that is out of a hot air balloon, so to speak. There's nothing there. The Jews that were getting ready to murder Jesus, there was a Sanhedrin. That was the court made up. There was the Sadducees. They were basically atheist, but religious. There were the Pharisees that considered themselves the elite. They were the Essenes. Those were some of the original priests that had gone down into the Qumran area and were carrying on and studying, and John the Baptist preached to many of them. There were the Herodians. There were the followers of Herod. There were the Greek Jewish Christians. There were the scribes, which were the county clerks. There were the zealots, which were the Sicarii. All of these people were all linked up together, except for the Essenes, to try to destroy Jesus. Now let's go look at right and wrong. They were wrong. But in their wrongs, and what they did to Jesus, was done so that the Scriptures might be fulfilled, that we might have eternal life. In every religion, you've got to do something to get to heaven. You have to do something. In Islam, there is only one way you can go directly to paradise, because you have to go to the flames of hell first. Every Muslim must go through the flames of hell to be purified. And Muhammad said that those who would not fight in jihad would go to hell anyway. And we're not talking about the inward struggle. We're talking about the advancement of Islam. The only way a Muslim can go to paradise, according to Muhammad, is to die in jihad. He goes there and he gets 72 virgins. And he takes 70 of his family to heaven with him. He is their intercessor. All of this is lies. All lies. And it is wrong. Now let me show you a terrible incident in history. An incident in history that is infamous. We have had many of our family betray us, I think, unless you've lived in a beautiful, beautiful family situation. I have not. Families betray us. The families use us. Families torment us many times in every way that they can do, because people are wicked. Now let's look at the God of heaven, the Jehovah of the Old Testament. Jehovah means he who shall become. Jesus was Jehovah of the Old Testament. I am a true Jehovah Witness. I witness of Jehovah becoming flesh. Kaiho Logos Sarx Agenito, it says in John 1:14, and the Jehovah, or the word, Hadavar in Hebrew, the name of Jehovah, Hashem, that one became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And it says in verse 18, no one has seen God at any time but the only begotten God, that one being inseparable part of the Godhead. That one has let himself out. Now this is the one that's about to be arrested, about to be betrayed by one person that he loved. That was an apostle in that church and a member of that church. That was a treasurer in that church. Egaireste. Agomen edu ho paradirus me egkeken. You all rise up for yourselves now. Let us go. Agomen. Let us go. And may we go is what it actually is. It's first and plural present subjunctive active. May we go. You all rise up, each one of you, for yourselves, because that is second person plural present imperative middle. And here now we have subjunctive volition. Behold, a little particle here. Little particles, edu, serving to call attention. Pay attention. Ho paradidus. The one betraying me. Nominative singular masculine. Present participle active. The one betraying me on his own. He's doing the acting. He's the one betraying me, and he's doing it right now. Me there, that's accused singular. First person pronoun. And then we have the word ag or ung giken. Ung giken. Third person singular, perfect indicative active. He has drawn near. He has drawn near. Here he is. Right and wrong. Now, we would believe, we would hope, with all of our souls, that every society that we live in, that society would owe to its constituents, to its citizens, justice. That has not happened in the history of mankind, because man is a sinner. Now let's go from verse 14:43. Kai euthus ete autu lelontes paragenete ho eudus es ton dudokin kat me auto oklos met makaron. Kai zilon para ton akarion, kai ton grammation, kai ton presbyteron. Here we have the bunch that I just talked to you about a few minutes ago. We have the Pharisees, we have the Sanhedrin, we have the high priest, we have the priest, we have the Sicarii, we have the Galileans. We have the Pharisees. We have the Sadducees. And we have the grammatons, the scribes, the county clerks, the legal people of the day. And immediately, yet still, this word immediately, that's a little adverb there. And then another little adverb, yet still him speaking. While he's still speaking, Jesus is still talking. lalontes, and this is the word here, lalontes, comes from laleo, and that means with human speech. Lego is another word for speaking, and that means to put one word in front of another word, to line them up, as the word ha-dabar in the Hebrew does. But here it's talking about with human speech. Here's the God of heaven talking to us by the formation of words in a human body, by his teeth, his tongue, his palate, his vocal cords, and his breath, and his lips, in human language to us. We have God speaking. And he arrives, he comes alongside for himself, by the way. Paragenete. Third person singular, present, indicative, middle voice, his own volition. The Judas, the one Judas. Now, ho there is not in the original language, and it's got double brackets on it. And by the way, it doesn't need to be there because it's understood as there anyway. At Judas, one of the twelve what? Apostles, because the church was still in existence already. One of the 12 apostles, the first gift placed in the apostles in the church was apostles, that is. And with him, an oklos. There are probably 10,000 people there. 5,000 to 10,000 people. It's a big crowd, oklos. With swords, makaron. Makaron is something you do battle with. Now, let's go back to the Jewish laws. And according to the Jewish law, no man could carry a sword or a slingshot or anything, a spear or a knife with which he could do battle with on these holy days, and this was a holy day. A holy week, actually. 3 Sabbaths in this week. And yet, they're all breaking their own laws. Right and wrong? No. Wrong. I'm reminded of something. I had a student in my class years ago. I've had thousands of students. Donald is one of my students. He's in Wales. But in under what we call the mother country of America, so to speak, in that country, when a lawyer stands before the bar, he swears allegiance to the king or the queen, to the throne, that he will not defend a guilty man. He will defend him only, and that he will give him a right to have a lawyer. But if he's guilty, he's guilty. If he knows him to be guilty, he cannot defend him. The courts in America would be empty if right and wrong was observed. If right and wrong were really observed, we would have few lawyers. If judges could not be bought, we could have justice. Now, here we have swords and we have clubs. Clubs. A wood, a piece of timber, like a billy club. Something you can hit a man in the head with and kill him. A deadly weapon, so to speak. They had deadly weapons and deadly weapons when they come here. Paraton, Akarion. But along with the high priest, the chief priest, the head priest. Akar there, that means head. The head priest, the big shots. And the grammateon, and the county clerks, the scribes, the legal recorders, court recorders. Grammaton, and the prosbyteron, and the elders, all of the so-called supreme or Sanhedrin court. 44, verse number 44, 1444. Didoke, de ho paradidus, auton si semion, Autois legon ho on phileso autos estin kratesate auton kai apegate as follows. And he had given the ones handing over, the one handing over, he had told them something beforehand. Now, in this word didoke there, this is third person singular, pluperfect indicative active, in that there is a wishful fulfillment of it. And the one betraying him, handing him over, he had given them a sisemon, a signal, a prearranged agreement, a signal, this signal, the high side, so to speak, to them, saying, whomever I shall hold on to and compassionately kiss, phileso, comes from phileo, I shall kiss. Now, what is in a kiss? Now, in foreign lands, in America, we're kind of unusual here. We don't do what the rest of the world does in many ways. You go to Russia, France, many places, when you meet them, they kiss you. It's a kiss on both cheeks in many languages, and sometimes it's a kiss right in the mouth. What is it in a kiss? A kiss means to surrender. That I am peaceful. I come in peace. Now, among the American Indian people, you said, Haukola in Lakota. And that means, hello, my friend, and hold your hands up like this in the movie. It says, how. Haukola means, I have no arms. I come in peace. Haukola means, hello, friend. Hello, friend. So, Judas Iscariot comes in here and says, Haukola! He comes in and he kisses him right on the mouth, affectionately, over and over and over again, and holds on to him. Phileso. Now, when a man and woman get married, the person performing the marriage ceremony usually says, you may kiss the bride. You may kiss your wife. And the man kisses the wife, the woman kisses him, and the woman surrenders to him, and the man surrenders to him. The man surrenders to her his fidelity, and the woman surrenders to him herself and her fidelity. That's the way it's supposed to be. We find out that is betrayal many times. Right and wrong. Right and wrong. Oh, don't we wish, don't our hearts call for justice? And look at what we all did to Jesus. Whomever I shall keep on kissing, perform the act of kissing. First person singular, first aorist subjunctive. Whoever I may kiss, I may show this great sign, affectionate sign of surrender and fidelity. He it is. You all latch on to him. Grab him. Grab him. Grab him with great might, kateo. Now, second person, plural, first aorist, indicative active. You grab a hold of him and don't you turn loose. Grab him and hold him. Him. Third person singular, accusative singular, masculine pronoun. And ye lead away. That's apo and ago there. You lead him away. And then we have the word as follows. That means to unslippingly grab a hold of him. Do not let this man slip away. Do not let the fish off the hook. Now, today in modern fishing, a lot of places, they will require you to have barbless hooks. And a barbless hook has no barbs to hold it. Fish can get it. It's got a hook on it, but it has nothing to hold the hook securely in the fish's mouth. No barb. You can take hooks and you can smash them a little bit and it'll smash down the barb. But some hooks are very aggressive. Some hooks have treble hooks. And a treble hook has got three hooks with barbs on them. You put a treble hook in his mouth and securely hold on to him, and don't you dare let him slip away. Don't stumble, don't fall. You hold him immovable, unceasingly and firm. This is my money that you got hold of there. 1445. The kiss of death. Kai Elthon Euthis Pro Elthon Alton Lege Rabbi Kai Kata Philesen Alton. And having come, immediately, here is this little word that Mark is so fond of, Euthus. Having approached, peculiar action, but action, continuous, but peculiar action, having approached him, Jesus. Then he says and kept on saying to him, Rabbi, 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 Rabbi. Doctor of theology, Rabbi, master teacher. Because they all looked at Jesus as a rabbi. Rabbi was a very devout person. He knew the scriptures. Rabbi means doctor of theology. But that wasn't enough. A rabbi had to have children. And the rabbi had to have children that were under subjection. A rabbi also had to have a trade. He had to have a work that he did. And he fervently, tenaciously, with great affection, kissed him. Kissed him several times. He held on to him and kept on kissing him. 14, verse 46. Hoi de epi balon. Tas keras auto kai ek pateson auton. Now we have the cold, sinful hands of wicked men in the wrongdoing, latching on to our Savior. And the ones Epibalon, they threw upon him their hands. Their cold, wicked hands. And they seized him. That's krateo here, but it's third person plural, first person. They seized him and would not turn him loose. They held on to him tenaciously. The cold hands of wrongdoing, the cold hands of injustice now are latching on to our Savior. They threw their hands upon him. Haste, day, tease, tone, pros, te, koten, to koton, that is. Spa, somnos, tain, makaron, etason, tone, dulon, to akairios, kai, afelain, Alton ton ot torion. Then it says, and one, a certain one, that is, of the ones having stood beside, that's perfect tense, by the way, genitive, plural, masculine, perfect, participle, active, having stood beside, having grown, spasamenos, having drawn a deadly weapon. A deadly weapon. And this deadly weapon here is a sword. A sword that will kill. A sword that will maim. A sword that will cut your head off, your arm off, your legs off, your ears off. Sever the arteries in your neck, your arms, your legs, your groin. This is a sharp, bludgeoning weapon. A sword, and he struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. The guy ducked. And Peter is the one doing this, and he meant to cut his head off. He meant to kill him. He told Jesus he'd die with him. Now here we have thousands of people here to arrest him. And one of them comes out, and Peter throws a death blow at him. And he ducks. But in the meanwhile, instead of heading his throat, he cuts his ear off as he's going down, and he chops his ear off with a sharp sword. Now, John Mark wrote this gospel, which was a student of Peter's, which wrote this gospel through Peter's eyes. But when he wrote this gospel, probably around 60-something A.D., because the temple was still standing, this is the earliest gospel written. This gospel here, Peter is still alive. And if it says here, now this is a legal account of Jesus' life, this could be used in a court of law against Peter. So, he does not name Peter. Peter is his teacher. Peter is his, what we might call, his hero. And he cut off the ear of him. Oterion, the ear. 1448. The story goes on, right and wrong. And wrong is winning so far. Wrong is winning. Kai apokrites, hoesus epan autois. Hos epi leistein, ex el fate, meta, makairon, kai zulon, silabain me. And apokrise, this comes from apo and krinomai, and it means, now it's nomine singular masculine, first aorist, participle, and passive. He was caused to catch up in speech or to answer them. The Jesus. And he said, now this is third person singular, second aorist, indicative active. He said, it's punctuated reaction, but that speech, these words, lasted a little while. To them. Dative plural, masculine. Second person pronoun. As upon a robber, a leistete. As upon a robber, a desperado, a highwayman, a bandit, you come out with swords and clubs, with deadly weapons. He doesn't tell them it's unlawful for you to do this. You come out against me like I have just committed murder and terrible crimes. You'll come out against me with deadly weapons and deadly weapons, swords and billy clubs that could crash and crack and destroy the cranium of a human being and sever his head from his body. To arrest, to apprehend, to seize, to catch as a prey. You're trying to catch me like you're catching a bird in a trap, a fish in a net, a fish on a hook with three barbs. We were talking about the hooks a while ago. The treble hooks. Not only I've seen treble hooks with extra barbs on them. They only have a barb on each hook, but up the shaft there's barbs. They say that barb is to help hold on the bait, bait holding barb. But it helps hold on the fish too. Can't get away. 1449. Kath hemeron, amen, pros, himas, anto, iron, didaskon, kai, uk, ek, pa, tesate, me, al, hina, plerothusen, he, graphe. Daily, according to day by day, I kept on being toward you, with you in the temple. Every day, day by day, I was in the temple with you, day by day, teaching. For nominative singular masculine, present participle acting, teaching, 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 teaching. And not ye seized me. Now we have a strong adversative conjunction. Allah. It's short here for euphony when it's Allah, Al-Hina, because they want the words to flow together. It would be Al-Hina. You would break that Al-Hina. It's like one word. But, strong adversative conjunction, in order that they may be fulfilled or filled up, the scriptures. You have done all of this. Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22 shall be fulfilled. Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22, the very prophecy of Christ. Kai aphetes auton ephagon pontes. And having left him, they all fled. All of his disciples fled. Let's go back for just a moment to Psalm 22. Psalm 22. Let's read Psalm 22. Is a very unusual psalm. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That's an Aramaic and Hebrew both. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew 24:46. Mark 15:34 that we just read. Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning. O my God, I cry day by day, but thou dost not answer. And by night, but I have no rest. Yet thou art holy. O thou art enthroned upon the praises of Israel. In thee the fathers trusted. They trusted, and thou did deliver them. To thee they cried and were delivered. In thee they trusted and were not disappointed. But I am a worm. That word worm here is the one they use for that scarlet dye. But I am a worm and not a man. A reproach of men and despised by the people. All who see me sneer at me and mock me, and they separate with a lip, and they wag the head, saying, commit yourself to the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, because he delights in him. Yet thou art he who did bring me forth from the womb. You did make me trust upon my mother's breast. Upon you I was cast from birth, and you have been my God from my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They open their mouth wide at me like a ravening lion. And I might say this to you. I'm dodging this wasp flying around. Winston Churchill, when he had to go deal with Stalin, which had been a former ally of Hitler, he said, when you're going and dealing with this type of people, if their mouth is open, you don't know whether they're smiling or about to eat you. You don't know whether they're smiling to greet you or about to eat you. a ravening, roaring lion, and I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. This is on the cross of Calvary. My heart is like wax and is melted within me. Yes, his heart exploded. His heart exploded. He gave up. My strength is dried up like a parchment, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. And the owl did lay me in the dust of the earth, for dogs have surrounded me. Gentiles. Yes, the Gentiles have. A band of evildoers has encompassed me. They pierced my hands and my feet in crucifixion. They count all my bones. They look upon me and stare, and they divide my garments among them, and they cast lots. They gambled for my garments, he said. But thou, O Lord, be not far from me. Thou art my help. Hasten to my assistance. Deliver my soul from the sword, my only life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild ox. Many bulls have compassed me. You did answer me. I will tell thy name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will praise thee. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you descendants of Israel. For he was not despised nor abandoned the affliction of the afflicted. Neither has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried for him for help, he heard. Then comes the praise of the great assembly. I shall pay my vows before those who fear me. Jesus did all this. The afflicted shall eat and the satisfied, and those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth, all remember to turn to the Lord. And all the families and nations will worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. And all the prosperous of the earth will eat and worship. And those who go down to the dust will bow before him, even he who cannot keep his soul alive. Posterity will serve him, and it will be told of the Lord to the coming generation. And they will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has performed it. Yes, the Gentiles was here. The Gentile judge tried to exact justice, but wrong was demanded. Injustice, wicked men, and all for you and all for me. Our Father, we send this message out. Help us to glorify you this very day. Forgive me where I fail you. Touch hearts with the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. And may we know that your word will not return unto you void. I pray for those that will be saved hearing this message. I pray. And will follow you more closely. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.